Thank you for this beautiful service tonight. In the first hymn that we sung, part of the verse said, "Thy presence fills my solitude. Thy providence turns all to good." Sometimes I'll hear about loneliness. Loneliness is something very difficult. It can be painful. Someone feels that they are all alone in life, and I have great compassion for that. Recently, in speaking to a member of our church who does live alone and who's lived alone for a long time, excepting her two cats. Anyway, we were talking about this loneliness because this person never feels lonely. And she said, you know, it's really denying God's presence and power to feel lonely. And that is such a true statement when you think of it. When you are thinking that, you are denying the fact that God's very presence and power are with you. One time in my life when I was feeling particularly alone, very sad and sorry for myself, I realized that I was feeling alone mainly because I wasn't feeling God's presence and power, and that how important this is to each of us, whether we are surrounded with friends and family or not. It is very important to know that God's presence and power are with us, that we are at one with Him, that He is, in fact, our very consciousness. So I began to work on this, and one of the things, and I've told some of you this, that I began to do was I would take note during the day of all the good things that happened, be it small or great, and there were many wonderful good things. From, you know, just a smile on someone's face or a beautiful cloud passing by. I mean, when you think of all the goodness that does take place in a period of a day, there is much to be grateful for. So I would make note of that. And then when I could, I would get into my room and it was a symbolic gesture, but I would get on my knees and thank God that He was with me that day, and thank God that I felt His presence, and to thank God for all the good that had gone on in my life. And in doing that, I began to become much more aware that He was with me. I wasn't alone. I was never alone. He was always there. And sometimes if I needed, something like someone to come and help me in some way, or even some kind of counsel, He would send me that too, and I would see it as angel messages. I wouldn't see it as a person or however it seemed to come, but I would see it as God in my life blessing me. And this changed me immeasurably, and I can say I've never felt that loneliness again, and I do feel God's presence and power, and I do understand to say that you're alone is denying that presence and power. In fact, it would shut it out. So rather than say you're lonely, say no, God is with me. He is my one relation. He's my best and ever friend. And He has the answer to any problem. He's my comforter. He's all. He's my all in all. I know there's a statement where Mrs. Eddy was asked once if she was lonely or if she ever felt lonely. And she said, "Alone, yes, lonely, never." And that's because she knew this. She knew God's presence and power. So His presence does fill our solitude, and we can feel His comfort and His love moment by moment, day by day. I'm so grateful to be learning all of this in Christian Science. I'm so grateful for dear Mrs. Eddy, and thank you all, the beautiful readings and music and testimonies. It's wonderful to be here.